Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing the UBAM Angel Japan Small Cap Equity Fund and what we could consider a volatile start for the year, but unveiling attractive opportunities. The Japanese market started the year flat for the first 2 weeks, but then fell nearly minus 6% in the last 2 weeks, driven by the fall in global equity markets due to rising inflation concerns. The initial stability of the Japanese market for the first 2 weeks of Jan hid a sharp divergence between the performance of large and small cap and between growth and value stocks. The TOPIX 500 value, for example, rose 5% in the first 2 weeks before giving up the gains to end the month at 0.85%. To the contrary, the TOPIX 500 growth index closed the month at minus 10%. The overall TOPIX index ended the month minus 4.83%, while the TOPIX small cap index was down minus 6.33%. The yen against the US dollar remained fairly steady, bouncing by plus minus 1% around 115 yen per dollar. Driven by the Fed adapting its policy gear and increased geopolitical risks from Russia-Ukraine tensions, global equities saw a volatile start of the year with a monthly loss of minus 4.9% for the MSCI All Country World, making it the worst month since March 2020. The VIX index traded above 30 during the month, its highest level since October 2020. However, putting this market volatility in the long-term perspective, this correction comes after 3 strong years with an annualized 20% return and is more benign than monthly corrections recorded over the crisis period. Minus 9.4% for September 11, minus 19.8% for October 2008, and minus 9.2% in September 2001. For medium to long-term investors, the January 2022 setback should be seen as a buying opportunity, since only a few similar opportunities have presented themselves over the past 3 years for global equities. The UBAM Angel Japan Small Cap Equity Fund was hit regardless of industry, such as IT, services, healthcare, and consumption. Most stocks' fundamentals and future growth are still in line or above our expectations. Following a thorough review of each holding in the portfolio, our view is that the correction we all witnessed in January does not trigger any downgrade of future forecasts. Stock price undervaluation is now at the largest level experienced during the past 20 years. We have not experienced outflow in 2022, but rather some inflows. Although we already experienced difficult times in the past, we are convinced that our portfolio is fundamentally healthy. The long-term growth and value trend since 2012, when Abenomics was launched, has been growth dominant, and given the divergence to date, we believe it has reached a level where it should rebound and settle. Following last year's revision of the corporate governance code, Tokyo Stock Exchange is implementing market reforms. We see it as a clear message that calls for companies to promote and demonstrate good governance and to keep on growing rather than the usual call for laissez-faire. We consider that there is a high likelihood that investors' interests will keep on shifting to good governance and to growth, just like it did over the past years. Therefore, we see the current situation as an overreaction, and the market is likely to calm down and focus again on growing and reopening Japan. What about the activity and positioning in this market moment? We believe that market corrections and stock underperformance is not linked to any fundamental change. To the extent that we think is one of the best opportunity to buy innovative, high-growth companies at reasonable prices. Such bargain prices hardly materialize when market behave normally. We do not intend to change any aspect of our philosophy. During volatile times, we laser focus our attention on the following. Increase the weight in companies whose stock prices are falling irrationally. Buy high-quality and high-growth companies that were too expensive previously. Rebalance our weighting of semiconductors and machinery-related stocks back to the original levels. Be ready to sell stocks where fundamentals have deteriorated and whose recovery could take time. Since we started managing this strategy in 2004, corrections have always been unique in nature and often represented good allocation opportunity. December 2008 is a good example when small cap underperformed and where we observed a shift from growth to value. Another example brings us back 10 years later, in December 2018, when the market fell sharply due to the intensifying trade friction between the US and China, as well as the Fed's policy to continuing to raise interest rates while pointing to the uncertain outlook for the global economy. Again, we contemplated a short-lived move favoring low-quality stocks, i.e. towards value and large cap. More recently, in Feb 2020, the breakout of the COVID-19 pandemic led to a market sell-off, which triggered numerous investment opportunities and an acceleration of growth for innovative companies. We can report that we noticed inflows over the months, while investors taking advantage of this sentiment-driven exuberance to buy into a conviction-driven portfolio of high-growth companies. Culling history can illustrate that patience is often rewarding, but looking at some of our major detractors in January could also show some evidence about the composition of our portfolio and where our conviction lies. Let's take, for example, LaserTech, which was down 28.95% in January, has seen no fundamental change over the last 30 days. The need for inspection equipment in the semiconductor manufacturing industry is extremely strong due to the rapid progress of miniaturization and sophistication in semiconductors, but also thanks to a strong demand and tight supply. Actually, these devices have become dominant in the market since the launch of EUV in the fiscal year ended June 2020, and the order backlog as of the end of September 2021, was 235 billion yen, about 3.3 times the sales in the fiscal year ended June 21. In the light of the current situation, we kept our weighting unchanged. Another example is Mediado, which was down 38.37% in January, where some reason behind stock decline are linked to Q4 sales announced on Jan 13, reaching 23.53 billion yen. An acceleration of 16% year-on-year, which was weaker than the Q2-Q3 period. Our view is that with COVID infections subsiding, there was a short-term reaction to the demand for nesting. Changes in the life patterns and work-life balance will persist. Furthermore, the need for e-books will definitely increase in the medium term. We decided to maintain our position unchanged. And as you probably understood now, if we take a last example, which is one of our core holdings, Snow Peak, which was down 27.17% over the month, it reported domestic sales in December slightly lower than anticipated, but there are many transition factors and the market reaction is most probably excessive. Cumulative sales have exceeded the company's plan, and it has been confirmed that the trend has been increasing even in Jan 2022. Applications for the new products are making good progress. Furthermore, the company raised prices for the beginning of January. We expect that profit will increase. Such corrections on the market and our small cap strategy were never observed in recent years, which constitute, in our view, an allocation opportunity. In Japan, looking at history, strong corporate earnings have typically accompanied rising rate cycle globally, and which suggests that it is more often rewarding to stay and to keep on investing at the beginning of a rising cycle. We built our multi-decade track record on remaining a small cap specialist and dedicated IPO investor. We share the view that Japan should remain an innovation hub for the world, but also locally for the Asian basin, with a record IPO stream in 2021, and this is our opportunity set, and it keeps on growing. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com.